Can you talk about what happened with this patient?
So this patient comes back to see me now, 2017. They had originally had a great response to ruxolitinib, you know, for about 3 years.
Could you talk about kind of what happened those first few weeks?
So initially, the patient had a great response, great decrease in the spleen, significant improvement in the symptoms. Their hemoglobin had been 10.8 and had dropped to about 7.8 early on. Got a couple units of blood. We ended up adjusting the dose of the ruxolitinib to 10 twice a day. That ended up stabilizing thing with a hemoglobin in the 8s and didn't need any other transfusions. And really had a long, nice response to the medicine. Now, he was lost to follow-up for me. He had moved away to live near the grandchildren. Was being seen by another hematologist who decided to lower the dose of the ruxolitinib to try to see if the hemoglobin would improve. And it decreased the dose to just 5 milligrams twice a day. Unfortunately, with that, there was an increase in the size of the spleen. The symptoms did seem to creep back. So there's really a dose response. And this patient with a decrease in dose had had some worsening of those difficulties. The patient is still anemic. Now they're a bit more thrombocytopenic. So I chose to repeat a bone marrow on the patient to see where they really stood now. They had 3+ fibrosis. They had a 13q- on cytogenetics. The blasts in the bone marrow were increased a bit at 6%. And now available to me was the next generation sequencing testing that I hadn't been able to get before. It didn't really exist before. So he had calreticulin. He had a mutation in ASXO1 that, as we've discussed, is associated with higher risk. And he has an IDH1 mutation.